Civil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
The latest in Niel and Lulu, Lunel and Nene battle, Sybil.
Yeah.
Lunel wants to open for Nene. Oh, my God. When will it end, man? When will it end?
Well,
are you serious?
So you got Nene on Thursday and Lunel on Friday.
And Friday
and Saturday.
Okay, so Lunel wants to...
Yesterday, wants to come there and open for Nene. I'm like, I can't.
On Thursday night.
I can't have that.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. And when I tell you, she called me all kind of chicken A names, you know.
And they were true, but, you know.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, the J spot.
Well, it's an embarrassment of riches for you, that's for sure.
What that mean?
It means you are in the right place at the right time to have the J spot and them both coming to you this week.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that rolling interview, that stuck with me all day. Yeah, and the Jamal Bryant story, that stuck with me all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jamal Bryant. Busted again.
Pray for me.
I thought about that. I'm like, you don't stop at 2. You don't go get condoms at 2.
Don't stop at 1.
Well, yeah, 1. Okay, you made a big mistake with 1. And you made the same mistake twice. But 3
fool
times?
Fool me once.
Shame on me.
Shame on me. Yeah.
No, shame on me and shame on me.
Shame on you.
Just shame.
No, right. Ain't you shame? I like that one.
But what really stuck with me was, at the end of the show, I asked, what's his sermon going to be like this Sunday?
I got it. Send again.
How you do your shoulders and your arms?
You know, send again. Yeah, I'm back. Put your shoulders up, man.
Oh, my God, that stuck with
me.
Did you go to bed last night and think that the Golden State Warriors were going to beat the Oklahoma Thunder?
I stayed up
Thunder
watching
game.
That
I certainly
game.
Did. I
you
did.
Watched the whole game?
I
you watched the whole game?
That game last night was
You're rooting for me? You're rooting for me? You're rooting for the Thunder? Me and the Thunder? That's why you stayed up?
No, you're not.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you're rooting
Father,
for me?
Help us.
You,
who are you
you're
with
watching,
now?
Hoping that
Jay, we don't
Thunder
know.
Will pull it
we
out.
Know.
We don't know.
It's like Jamal Bryant. Yesterday. What are you thinking? What are you...
Okay.
It's like,
never mind.
It's not starting up. I good, it's
really not. Congratulations, Oklahoma City.
Congratulations, indeed.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. It was all.
It was all player, right?
It was all time. Okay. All me. Okay. All me.
Okay. All time.
Congratulations. I told you, Oklahoma City. Okay. And tonight's going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors. And to Cleveland's really rusty. If they come out, you know, really rusty the first
sounds
half.
Like you hedging a bit
really?
Right here, man.
No.
My God. I have some lawn work I'd
reasonable.
Like you to do. You're hedging so much. What the heck?
What about the press conference? Did Riley Curry take over the press conference again?
Oh, she's a piece of work. She really is. She's a cute
Steph Curry's little girl.
She's a
he always
star.
Has to have her in the, and she's just all over the place.
Right.
She takes over the press conference.
It's expected. It is expected.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got primaries today?
Yes, Oregon and Kentucky. And okay. Hillary Clinton was out there and doing time in Kentucky trying to hedge off. And they say that the polling is really bad in Kentucky, so they really don't know who will win there between Secretary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders.
So if she wins, this, it's over?
No.
For Bernie Sanders?
No.
Still not?
Bernie's not going anywhere.
Bernie's not leaving, player.
And he's doing a Hillary Clinton. This is exactly what she did in 2008. And so
she wouldn't leave when Barack was running.
And when President Obama, then Senator Obama, was leading, she did not leave. And so that's exactly what Bernie Sanders is doing.
But Bernie's like the old guy that won't leave the club because he thinks one of the girls in the club will have sex with him. So he stays till the lights come on and till they stack the chairs.
And what would you say about Secretary Clinton years ago? Is she like one of those girls that
was she's like trying to pick up the young guy that's just, you know, outside with his car. Hey, I'm going that way, you know.
I'm going that way. Oh my God.
Okay, which battle is bigger? Hillary and Bernie or Lunell and NeNe?
I think Lunell and NeNe.
Right now.
Right now, they're both on
the station. I got a text message wants to know what happened on Dancing with the Stars. Why are they upset? Why the Texans so upset? What happened?
As well as and as beautiful as their dances were last night, Antonio Brown and Wanya Morris were bumped in another double elimination.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. When do we march?
What?
When do we march?
Yep.
What? Seriously,
yep.
Sybil?
Yep, seriously. And now the finals are... It's a whiteout.
What, did they go back to their last scores and that's how they do it again?
And it's a whiteout. And I'm telling you, when I tell you that Wanya Morris danced like you would not believe, it was unbelievable.
So he's come to the end of the road?
It's very much. The end of the road happened last night.
Nothing for that? Wow.
Are you done now, Sybil?
I was done before.
Are you really done?
I was done before.
No, you weren't. You always came back.
Saying that. You always go back.
I did not put any Tom, can I speak?
Why do you go back? Why do you keep going back?
Why do you keep going back?
I have nothing to say, obviously. I can't talk.
Go ahead. Why do you go back?
I don't go back. What happens is I've removed myself. Well, Tom, you are the spinner. You're the one that makes us dizzy.
Now I'll give you guys the two spinners. Go ahead, Tim.
Spin it, Sip.
Never mind. Why do you go back?
What makes you keep watching?
I got nothing. I can't speak, apparently. So go ahead.
I know how you feel, Sip.
No, you don't.
I know how you feel.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so they, dang. Come on, Dancing with the Stars.
Did you think it would happen this way, though, Sip?
Seriously,
no.
Yes.
You did. Okay. Wow.
And he rocked it, huh?
It was nice. It was,
what kind of score did he get?
Wanya got a perfect score last night.
And got bounced?
Yeah, and still got bounced.
And what was his dance?
It was like a quick step jive kind of dance. Uh-huh. And he was phenomenal. It was a Charleston. And it was unbelievable. And he got the best scores of the night. And they also did the three dancer setup. I didn't see that, but and Antonio Brown did a great job. He was miraculous in terms of his lifts and everything last night, but they're just done. The thing is, Black folks don't watch the show anymore, and we don't vote.
Oh.
Let's hope that doesn't spill over to the election.
Well, that's the key, Jay. I think that's a sign of, you know, because it used to be, the joke used to be, we vote more for American Idol than we voted at the polls. And now, not voting for Dancing with the Stars and these guys, which is so easy to do, you don't even have to leave your home. And even something, and two guys are pretty mainstream in terms of, you know, popularity, because Boyz II Men is a popular group across the board. And Antonio Brown is an NFL player. So you would think that a lot of people would cross over and vote for them, but it just didn't happen. So it's not looking good, which is why I stayed with the Golden State Warriors in Oklahoma Thunder game last night.
That's pretty scary. If we don't vote, Trump wins. Yeah. And if Republicans don't vote for Trump and they stay home, Trump wins. It's scary.
It's very scary.
And we didn't vote for Dancing with the Stars.
And you don't want to compare the two. You don't want to compare Dancing with the Stars with the importance of the presidential election. But it certainly,
you don't want to,
it does bear watching in terms of what people are, you know, where their interests are.
Yeah. All right. It's Tuesday on the TJMS.